Welcome to Ramadan Reminders. I'm Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and all of us the importance, the beauties, and the benefits that we get from this beautiful month of Ramadan. In today's reminder, I would like to think about and share this idea of how the Quran actually came in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was well known for his almost innocent attitude towards so many things. He was kind, he was truthful, and he was always concerned about ways to help the community, make things better. One of the things that bothered him most was the behavior of the people at that time. Their character and manners today would be considered quite atrocious. Because of their bad habits, their lying and stealing, robbing, things that they did, such as drinking alcohol, and the mistreatment of women was so bad. But worst of all was the fact that they did not worship one Almighty God, the God of Abraham and the God of Moses, the God of Jesus Christ. Peace be upon all of them. This bothered him because he knew there really was only one God, and only God is deserving of worship. For this reason, when he was older, he liked to go out away from the people, cut himself off from that, and he would go to a mountain called Jabal Nur, Mountain of Light. And there was a cave that he would go into, and especially the month of Ramadan, in this retreat, he would fast during the days, and certainly he would offer a lot of prayers in the night. It was in this condition, in that mountain, and in that cave of Hira, that the angel Gabriel came to him and told him to Iqra. This word is key to understanding the Quran, Iqra, because it comes from the same root, Qara'a. That's the root for Quran itself. The Quran is a recitation, the reciting of the words of Almighty Allah. And now the angel Gabriel has come to the Prophet Muhammad and instructed him to do that, recite. Recite in the name of your Lord, who has created the human beings from a clot, a blood clot. Now, before we even begin to talk about the miracles of the Quran, the scientific evidences about the blood clot, there's something else that we should consider. That in fact, was the very month, on a special night, the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. And this is when Allah sent down the Quran. And it began with those words, Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaqa. Recite in the name of your Lord who created. Khalaqal insana min alaqa. It means he created the human beings from a blood clot. And then it continues and tells us that Allah is the one who has given us all of these bounties that we have. And he is so kareem. Even to the extent that he taught man by the use of the pen, taught him what he didn't know. This is very key to understand something. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, did not read, nor did he write. And that's why we understand that the word Iqra didn't really mean read, as some people have mistranslated to English. Rather, the word is recite. In some of our other reminders coming up, we're going to be talking more about that. But for now, let's just focus on one thing, and the word is Iqra. We need to recite. So be sure to begin reciting the Quran as much as you can in the Arabic language. That's wrapping it up for today's Ramadan reminder. And until next time, I'm Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and you about the beauties of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum.
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان والقرآن وارتقى الإيمان
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان
والمسلمون الصائمون تأهبوا كالجند في سوح الوغى فرسان